The pandemic is curbing a lot of holiday traditions, including those in-person visits with Santa Claus. But this year, some kiddos in Colorado have found another way to talk to Saint Nick using older technology. Colorado Public Radio's Corey Jones tells us how.
By older technology, I don't mean writing a letter, but instead using a ham radio.
N0P at the North Pole. Who am I talking to?
Natalie, and I am 11 years old.
Natalie, you are 11. I am so delighted to talk to you.
That's Santa, and yep, his radio call sign is N0P, which stands for North Pole.
Oh, oh, oh.
Santa has had to scale back his in-person visits for the second year in a row. That sent him looking for other ways to connect with kids. He does Zoom calls, and he's embraced ham radio.
I'm just enough of a geek that I can pull it off.
It turns out last year, a local ham radio enthusiast named Chuck Pock was looking for new ways to expose young people to this technology. Tonight, he's Santa's helper.
I'm what's called a control operator, so I make sure that he's following the FCC rules when he gets on the air.
Pock runs the control center from his home. He's got a room filled with gear, cables, antennas, and computers. And he's licensed with the FCC. He says ham radio is kind of like listening to your favorite FM or AM radio station, but it's two-way communication over the air.
Yeah, November 0, Bravo, Charlie Bravo, up here in Fort Collins. Sienna here would like to say hi.
Hi, Sienna.
N0P at the North Pole. Hello, Sienna. How are you?
Some of these families found out about this through Facebook or other callouts. Kids even radio in from other states like Oregon and Ohio using a ham radio belonging to someone like a parent or grandparent. Control operator Chuck Pock says he wants to introduce more young people to ham radio as a hobby because its popularity is dwindling and the technology can serve a greater purpose.
Usually in a disaster type scenario, when you've lost power, you've lost cell phone, you've lost internet, you've lost all forms of communication, most emergency agencies are going to go look for a ham radio operator to try to make contact.
For Santa's purposes, he does run into a few tech problems this evening. He chalks it up to interference from sunspots and the northern lights going crazy near his home in the North Pole. But Santa says it's worth it to talk to families he might not otherwise be able to.
Last year was so traumatic for so many people. They needed somebody like Santa to talk to and to encourage them, to bring them some hope, joy, and that's something I seem to be good at.
In between stories and jokes, kids tell Santa what they want for Christmas. 11-year-old Natalie asks for a hair straightener. Then Santa asks her if she's ever heard anyone say Santa isn't real.
Yes, I have, but I really don't believe it.
Well, Natalie, I'm glad that you don't believe it, but let me tell you what the most important thing is, and that's that you remember Santa Claus believes in you.
And when he signs off, he does so in a very Santa way.
And this is Santa at N0P. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho.
For Here and Now, I'm Corey Jones.